This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Tuesday am upon us, in case you haven't figured that out yet, as we continue to broadcast as opposed to narrowcasting. I guess broadcasting is what happens at radio stations. Narrowcasting would be some of the podcasting. There's all kinds of casts. I'm going to cast my fate to the wind and be in the hands of Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen. How about that? Cradled in their love and their attention. It's so wonderful. This is the DJV show. Yeah, today's Tuesday, the 24th of July, Jennifer. And guess what happens a month? Wait a minute. No, I'm not going to move it that far yet. A week from today is the last day of July.
Woo. Perfect.
All right. So what are you leading with beside your chin, Jennifer?
Well, I'm leading with my chin. A couple of stories, a little combo, because, and boy, not great ways to start the morning. We need some good news around here. 49 are dead in a Greek seaside wildfire, including 20 that were huddled near Athens Beach. The death toll from twin wildfires that raged through Greek seaside areas looks set to increase to at least 49. On Tuesday, after rescue crews reported finding the bodies of more than 20 people huddled closely together near a beach northeast of the capital, Athens, Greece sought international help through the European Union as fires on either side of Athens left lines of cars torched, charred farms and forests, and sent hundreds of people racing to beaches to be evacuated by Navy vessels, yachts, and fishing boats. Authorities said that more than 100 people were injured, including 11 in serious condition. There was also a collapse of a dam in Laos. Several people were dead there and hundreds missing on Tuesday after a hydroelectric dam collapsed in southeastern Laos, according to the state media. This was a hydropower dam in it released 5 billion cubic meters of water onto the land, which is pretty incredible. The water swept away several different homes. Of course, it left more than 6,600 people homeless.
So what caused this?
I don't know if there's a really exactly how the dam was constructed, but it was a joint venture led by South Korean companies with Thai and also with partners from Laos. The structure was scheduled to open in 2019, so it hadn't even opened yet, according to Sky News. Mm-hmm. Its plan was to export 90% of the electricity generated to Thailand, while the rest was set to power the local grid. So it hadn't been finished yet, but no word as to what exactly went wrong. They had already put in $1.2 billion into this project.
Is this private or public project?
This is a government project. Yes.
A government project. So one would wonder out loud, not casting aside all the people who have unfortunately met their fate, but what it is about spending money to build these sorts of things in this era of knowledge. We have knowledge of solar power. Wind power sometimes works through those turbines, as any fool would know having seen the skyscraper movie. how you power big buildings these days is not like you used to power big buildings. And it just, there are all kinds of questions here. Your report brings us the information. Now I want to know, as they say, the rest of the story. And it's always hard to get information out of these places.
I know. And it is new, so this just kind of happened overnight.
Yeah. So there is elsewhere in that region, the heat. We've been talking here about the heat, the weather, the northeast, actually the Midwest, the northeast, pretty much for the next 10 days to 2 weeks is going to be rain every day.
I've never seen that. I just said that to Kara. I've never seen that in the forecast, especially this time of year. But 13 straight days of thunderstorms?
Yep. Well, there's a lot of activity that is a result of things in the upper atmosphere, the heat, whatever it is that's influencing the situation. There are changes taking place.
however you want to attribute them, global warming, the natural change of things. I don't want to have that conversation again because we have the same conversation all the time. What I do know, though, is that there are a lot of people in Japan where the heat has been out of this world. We think we've had a weird season here with humidity, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. 44 people dying in Japan since the beginning of the month because of the excessive heat. 11 people died over the weekend. Thousands of people hospitalized for heat stroke and other related illnesses and problems. Temperatures in Tokyo at 99 degrees, staying there, 100 degrees in some parts of the country. That's not what normally occurs in that island. There's a breeze, as always, Japan, although close in to the Russian border, still, it's an island, and there's always pretty much a good breeze around most of those islands. The Japan weather people say that the potential for heat-related illness is higher than usual. People ought to take precautions. Yeah, yeah. AccuWeather says the normal temperature there is about 80, 85 at this time. So a lot of that same sort of thing happening. We've had pretty warm weather in the Midwest, a lot of dry. I would say if there was ever going to be a chance, we thought earlier on, last 2-3 weeks ago here on the farm, that we're going to have a drought because the soil was really dry, things beginning to brown out, and now everything is green and lush again. And if it continues as projected for the next, as you said, 2 weeks, there could be rain and showers. I was looking at the long-range forecast for farmers, and it's good and it's bad. It's good for produce. It's not good for somebody like me that's growing hay. You can't. I won't be able to get onto a field.
Bush,
I won't be able
right?
to cut hay for at least 2 weeks, because it'll take, after a rain like this, it'll take a day or two for it to dry out in most circumstances so you can get on the land. But it'll just curtail a lot of activity that would, for farmers, there's first cut hay, second cut hay, sometimes third cut, but this will slow that right down. So the weather.
I wish some of this rain would head out to Yosemite, because we haven't really talked about it, but those fires are still going.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's a lot of, I think it's 33,000 acres now.
Well, the weather doesn't go that direction. The weather comes from there.
I know. I'm just trying to send wishful thinking out there.
Yeah, well, you hold a thought on it. Yeah. Yes, they hold that thought. It's really very interesting as to how the pieces fit together of our reality. And in this case, the change, it brings people, it's almost simplistic to think about things in the way that we do. Oh, yeah, it's global warming. It's a little more complicated, I think, than that. At any rate, so we're talking about the Middle East for a second. This is sort of from the junk department, ladies. You've maybe heard the story or seen the complaints about these vaccines that are coming out of China. The last 2 or 3 days, there have been a lot of reports of a drug manufacturer selling a lot of faulty vaccine production. I can't even begin to understand or imagine why any of us would be buying vaccines, why doctors, hospitals would be buying vaccines, except they're cheaper. But there are thousands of children who have been affected by these bad vaccines. But the government is even getting in on it now. They inspected the company's facilities that suspected of making the bad vaccines, and they were ordered to stop production. But think about it. It's just one more, and I'm not trying to pile on, except I'm kind of sick of it. And we're responsible, really. Collectively, we are responsible. We've fallen into this. The Chinese were very smart at understanding the psyche of Americans and people elsewhere in the West. They want cheap. We all want cheap, 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 cheap. And we say, well, we don't have money to do this. We have more discretionary income in our country across the board than any other country in the world. And so, we have more access to the quote-unquote tools of the time. And so, why do we buy this? Why do we continue to fall into this trap? Why are we so silly about buying this junk? No matter what it is, you name the facet of life, And it's affected by the crap that comes from Japan, from, well, we used to say
Japan. People just don't know. People
what do you mean they don't know? What is there not to know, Jennifer, honestly?
Well, how do you, if you're a mom, let's put it this way. If you're a mom with a new baby and you go into your pediatrician's office, what are the chances that you're going to be able to find out where the vaccine came from?
I guess you ask. Now, I wouldn't have thought there would be a danger before. But
right.
Wouldn't you, if you were a mother,
but
the two of you ask?
About, right, but we're just talking about this right now, today.
Yeah,
so if you're
yeah.
a mom last week who had your baby vaccinated, how do you know where the vaccines come from?
Yeah, okay,
you have
good
to
point.
Do the research. And
I would assume that they were coming from the right spot if I'm a
right.
mom going into an American
right.
doctor.
But you can't
right.
do that anymore, can you?
You no, can. You have to be a conscious consumer, and I get
yeah.
that. But I'm just saying, like, you asked the question, how did we
yeah.
get into this? Well, a lot of people assume safety, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't assume it anymore. Hard to assume safety in almost anything. Where your food comes from, where your cars come from, where the pieces of the whatever it is that you're being served by that's around you, the light, just everything. Look around you. We've fallen into quite a crater here. And now, are we smart enough to dig out of it? Do you want to? It's the same question I ask all the time about food, because of me being a farmer and connected to farming. I ask this question all the time. When you go to the store, and you look, it's not boxes. I'm talking about food. I'm not talking about boxed food. I'm talking about produce. I'm talking about things that maybe I include in produce meat, poultry, eggs, that kind of stuff. Do you really know where they come from? I went into the store last night, and I was looking for I'm boiling eggs now for Daisy, and I wanted to know where the eggs come from. And I fortunately knew, because we used to sell eggs on the farm that came from an organic place up in the western part of the state. But I was looking at a lot of the other, just the egg boxes and what information there is about eggs. Very little gets put in. How do you know where the eggs come from? It's pretty easy to
really?
Grow eggs.
I feel like my eggs are pretty. The eggs that I buy, it says exactly where the farm is.
Yeah,
and
okay.
Yeah.
Sure, but you're looking. So I'm using that as an example. But it's just asking people to look. That's
but there's
all.
A different
Understand.
Level of expectation with eggs and vaccines, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm just using that as an example of what we
yeah.
look for. I wasn't necessarily.
There's more transparency with eggs than
yeah.
with vaccines.
Right.
Yeah,
that's right. Thank you.
Yeah.
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 So it's
no. I think the bottom line is we all agree with you, and for food, I always try very very diligently to figure out where my food is coming from and things like that.
Yeah.
But I think that it's a mindset that needs to change to apply to all areas of our life. Where do yeah. our household cleaners come from? Where
yeah.
what are the chemicals? How are they affecting our bodies?
Questions.
All
yeah.
those things we have, and it can be overwhelming. But unfortunately, that's kind of the new world
we
order now. So
that
we
in
have
the world.
To.
Yes.
Yeah, we have to.
Yeah.
We have to. It's the only way we can correct it.
Yeah, the new world order is exactly the way to put it, Victoria. So anyway, all right, speaking of science and looking at labels, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, how are you doing on your weight loss program? Have you gone into a group? There are a lot of these groups around that are working together to try to lose weight. It's the support groups. A lot of different ways. I found that Calitrin is the number one choice for me and the people that I know. When people hear me talking about it, as a matter of fact, some of the folks that work with me on the farm, we get into this conversation, I don't know how, but I was talking about, because people have been saying, oh, you look so much, you look smoother. One guy said to me yesterday, I look smoother. I don't know what that means, but I do feel like with the advent of the little pouch that I get in the wintertime, I want to lose it and keep it off. And that's why I'm liking the support Calitrin is offering. Gets the weight off and helps you keep it off. All natural ways. You get older, you need a little help. And when it comes to collagen, which is the main protein in your body, you're losing it. The older you get, the more you lose. So you got to maintain your weight, no adverse effects. Again, reading the label, understanding what's in this stuff. Calitrin is collagen, and that's the main building block of life. So if you go to toploss.com, get a 10% offer. The first three bottles, 10% off. Fourth one is free. That's not the important thing. The important thing is it works. Toploss.com. Use the code DJV, and you get the special deal. Toploss.com. Lose that weight well.
This This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
GCN is hiring information technologists with Linux backgrounds, Cisco routing, database management, web development, with cross-platform flexibility. If you ever wanted to be involved in an exciting career in radio and love developing new delivery platforms, join the fastest-growing network, GCN. Inquire at careers@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Change at the hour. Yep, wake up, rise, and shine time for many of you on this Tuesday, the 24th, courtesy of the DJV band. Yes, our band of ladies includes Jennifer and Victoria and Kara, and then there's me holding out for the male side of things. It's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it, folks. I'm here to work through some of the bad, what are these the bad boy singers? Is that Color Me Bad?
Color Me Bad. Yeah. And they want to sex you up, whatever that means.
Do they really? Brian Abrams, a member of Color Me Bad, was arrested for allegedly shoving one of his bandmates on stage. It's kind of weird.
Charming.
How well do these people know each other?
For years. Really well.
So what are they? What's Mark Calderon is the other. Brian Adams pushed Mark Calderon. He had to go to the hospital. He was treated and released for neck and back pain.
How awesome would it have been to be there to watch that?
Oh, my God. I was watching video clips of this. I'm so into it.
So describe what Abrams does to Calderon in video.
What is it like?
So basically, they had just finished singing I Want to Sex You Up, which is their biggest hit. And so Mark Calderon is talking to the audience. It's kind of, you can't really understand what he's saying, but he's doing the typical, like, talking to the audience thing. And Abrams comes out of nowhere. He's drunk. And he starts yelling, I am Color Me Bad, and there's a little curse in there that I left out. But basically, he's upset that I guess Mark Calderon is talking to the audience as the lead singer. And so this guy, Abrams, gets upset and just goes and shoves him to the ground.
He's 48 years old. He's a 50-year-old man.
I know.
Let me tell you, he is no longer in the boy band category. This guy,
none of them are.
Has not aged well.
No, none of them have. The guy that used to have all the good hair, he's bald. It's not good. But of course, the police were called right away. They arrested him in the middle of the show. They said alcohol was a factor, which is kind of an understatement.
And now his bandmates are saying he's been struggling with alcoholism. That's not the funny part of the story, I guess.
Right.
But, yeah.
So how is it that people get... allow themselves or people around them enable... I mean, these people have been working closely for a long time, as you just said. Boy band been around for years and years and years. So how is it that they don't do something. They don't. There isn't some kind of intervention.
Well, there might be now with this guy.
Well, but why wait till now? What is there about?
I don't know. Maybe they have been trying to do something about it. These guys, this was their, you know, musical success, Color Me Bad. So the other guys in the band probably just want to go on tour. Hmm. And the only way for them to go on tour and make money is to go with this guy. And obviously he's got some issues.
I blame New Kids on the Block. New Kids on the Block made it really cool for boy bands to tour again. And New Kids on the Block does a great job. They love each other, at least it seems to the public. They do a great show. They look phenomenal. It's a middle-aged woman's, you know, they get excited. Oh, yeah. So then you get Color Me Bad, who says, oh, I can do the same thing with my one hit song. We'll go on tour, too.
Well, all those 90s tours are happening now, too. And you're right, Jen. It definitely started with NKOTV. So it's definitely one of those things now where everybody goes to see the 90s nostalgia tours.
All right,
and
so
if you had one song, you're on it.
Yeah. Here's Hanson. That is going to have a new album.
Speaking of 90s nostalgia.
Right. And their tour dates. They're focusing on the spring of next year. They've collaborated with David Campbell, a composer and producer whose credits include working on 450 gold and platinum albums, Adele's album, Justin Timberlake, Michael Jackson, Beyonce, Miley Cyrus, etc., etc. Hanson and Campbell worked to create a unique tour and an album, both of which have them playing with live symphony orchestras. That sounds pretty interesting.
That's another trend now, the symphonic thing.
Yeah. They start next month, the symphonic tour, into Wolf Trap in Vienna, Heinz Hall in Pittsburgh, some of the great symphony orchestras wanting to play with these guys, or vice versa. So, yeah, I mean, I recognize this. That would be kind of a fun experience. Yeah.
I hope they don't give this a symphonic treatment.
Oh, come 28 on.
After the hour.
Inner peace. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Peace is an ever-present yet ever-elusive concept. We would all likely say that our ultimate goal through the adventure that is life is to end up feeling peace. But we all also have a tendency to allow ourselves to be distracted by and caught up in things that do not bring us peace. Peace, as we all know, does not come from the outside, but from within. And if we're really set on developing inner peace, then it is absolutely crucial that we practice the type of habits that can bring us inner peace. From meditation, to conscious communication, to what we eat, to our daily habits, it's important to be mindful that inner peace really is our goal, and then to pursue that goal like no other. For help pursuing your goals, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 per generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
With Democrats in lockstep against him, President Trump is strongly encouraging all Republicans in the Senate to vote to confirm his Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh. Republican Senator Rand Paul suggesting he's not sure if he'll do so. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said at yesterday's briefing,
"We're certainly hopeful that Senator Paul will do the right thing and vote for this very highly qualified nominee."
Paul says he will for sure be sitting down with Kavanaugh to get to know him, something no Democrats have agreed to do. Robert Wilkie is the new secretary of the VA, the Senate making it official, confirming him yesterday. He's a veteran himself with extensive government experience. President Trump will be visiting Kansas City today to speak at the Veterans of Foreign Wars annual convention. And this is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How did you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Charged up for the new day. How about you? Tuesday, the 24th of July is upon us. I'm Doug Steffen, here with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, all of us trying to make the right choices for the day to make it better for everybody, including ourselves. Sometimes that gets, we do get in the way of that because we talk about what's going on. Some sports news in a few minutes. First, though, Victoria's got another trending item for us.
Yes, Representative Jason Spencer is trending. Now, we talked about him yesterday. He was the latest, quote-unquote, victim of Sacha Baron Cohen on his new show, What is America, on Sunday night. And Jason Spencer was seen on the show pulling his pants down and shouting racial slurs. And so he has now issued a statement defending his actions, which we knew he would. He said that Sacha Baron Cohen took advantage of his paralyzing fear that his family would be attacked by terrorists. And so I don't know how that relates. I know. In the episode, Sacha Baron Cohen is disguised as an ex-Israeli intelligence agent. He tells Spencer that he can protect himself from people wearing hijabs by pretending to be a Chinese tourist, using a selfie stick to do what's generally called like an upskirt photo, and that way he can spy on people to see what they're wearing underneath their hijabs. And so apparently somehow Spencer then recited an incoherent string of Asian words. A few were actually Chinese, and then he used the N-word at some point. It's kind of a mess.
The world?
I don't know how someone else how does somebody prompt get you to do this.
Can I ask this question? And this is in all seriousness. Because you guys know, I love to laugh, and I am pretty much up for any subject as long as it's funny.
I'm going
to
be with you on this one, I think. Yeah, go ahead.
But even I am offended, and I am pretty politically correct free, when you want to stick a mirror at the bottom of someone's religious garment.
Right.
I mean, is there, seriously, no shame? With this guy, I think it's too much.
Point is he was telling Spencer to do it, and Spencer thought that was the right thing to do and that he was trying to do it. So I think it's just embarrassing.
I'm upset with what's-his-face. I'm not upset with the guy that did it. The guy that did it's probably just a dope. It's just crazy. Gosh.
Well, it's taking advantage of people who are not the people who are intellectually challenged. Shall we say it's a nice way of putting dumb. This guy is obviously not very smart. How he got to
the four-term Republican senator, though.
So what? That doesn't mean he's smart. So what?
I know, but I'm just saying you should know how intelligent someone is when they keep getting elected to represent you.
I don't.
If this is the level of intelligence.
I'll look at the people that are on the city council in the place that I live, and they are some of the dumbest people that I've ever met in my life.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Who is attracted these
especially
days.
Especially when it comes to who's
politics.
Elected to the House.
Right.
If there's a higher level, usually for the Senate, and this is no hit. But with the House of Representatives, it's kind of all holds no holds barred. I guess, but
nobody wants nobody who's good that wants to. No, nobody who has sustenance seems to want these jobs unless it's one end of the spectrum or another. Not anybody in the middle like us. There's a very rich people who want
to be.
I would too. I'd like to.
I'd love to be my guy, Adam Schiff. I'd love to knock his butt out, and I'd love to go and do it. But there are very few. You're right. Who go in there probably for the right reasons. There are some that go in for the right reasons, and maybe even more in the House because these are people who are just the people living like you and I are, Doug or Victoria, living their lives, going, gosh, what can I do to make something better or to change something?
Yeah.
But when is this show enough? It's just this, ugh.
The guy's a creep. He's a jerk. Why would anyway?
I'm going to go on a personal boycott. Not that it matters.
I never thought it was funny. You've heard me say for years.
Well, none of us have seen the show.
I thought the guy was a cretin. He's just no good. There's nothing about him. I've never liked him.
But personal responsibility,
though, needs to be... I know, but the lowest denominator.
I get that, but I mean, if any one of us is filming something, okay, so he says that Sacha Baron Cohen played on his fears of terrorism. Okay, fine. So if someone plays on your fears and you're starting to react... Well, exactly. He said he pulled his pants down because in Sacha Baron Cohen's character told him that he can ward off being kidnapped by ISIS if he shows a male buttock because that ISIS is so afraid of becoming homosexual. That's the most ridiculous. And the guy did it. He pulled his pants down. I mean, the personal responsibility has got it. I understand Sacha Baron Cohen. We're not really fans of him here. But come on. I mean, at some point,
you got to
take personal responsibility for being an idiot.
I think you underestimate how much dumbing down has been done in America. I really do. I think this country is on a downward slide in many different ways. Yeah.
Well,
I would like to think that
how legitimate
could turn
somebody
it around.
Presents himself. It depends on, it really does depend on what piece of a place in their mind that these people are. One of the things when I talked to the gun shop owner who said he came in and tried to do a documentary about a Hungarian wanting to buy a gun for the first time, he was dressed kind of silly, and the guy immediately sniffed it out. Yet, when I was listening to an interview with a representative from Florida who also identified him, Matt Gates is his name, he said, well, I was able to sniff it out, but he had all of this stuff behind him that looked legit. He had websites. He had people behind him making phone calls. So we just don't know what people's state of mind is when he encounters them and what exactly he's shown them as background information.
What motivation does somebody like that have?
Right.
I'm talking about Cohen.
Well, because he gets ratings and we're talking about him, but, you know, that's been his thing since Ali G. That was his first character over in the UK. He got Tony Blair. That's what he does. And there are plenty of people who would try to do that. He just has been the most notorious with it. But at what point though, like, you pull your pants down on camera? That's what I don't even understand. He knew he was being filmed. It was not a secret. And then you're there flat. You're mooning somebody. Like, I don't know. I don't think you can say, oh, he was playing.
You wouldn't have done it if you had been a Democrat. Only Republicans would do that kind of thing.
No, Bernie, I didn't say that, Doug. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying if you're an idiot, you pull your pants down on camera, and then what? Then you say, oh, he played on my fears. Really? But you're still mooning somebody. You took your own pants down. He didn't do it.
I am suggesting to you, and this maybe make me very unpopular.
I don't know what Bernie Sanders said, but he's next.
Right. I don't know. I just find...
And he got somebody else, too.
I'm editing my thoughts.
I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like when you're starting to go after people's religious garb and doing all this kind of stuff, we have to think about who we're protecting here, and is it worth protecting this guy? I don't know.
The free speech, you mean?
Yeah, free speech I'm always about protecting. It's the idea that that this
you mean
is
that
comedy?
Showtime is staying behind
Correct.
Him? Yeah. Well, they must have known what he was up to.
Well, they know what
he's
doing.
You don't hire him and think, you don't hire him and then wonder what he might do. You know it's going to be bad and controversial.
Today is National Tequila Day. Tequila produced in certain parts of Mexico using a agave. What's agave? Well, agave.
That's what makes tequila.
A plant.
But what does it taste like on its own?
Well, agave syrup is very sweet. It's almost like maple syrup.
Yeah, people use it in place of sugar, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that what now often happens?
Yep.
What's the most popular tequila? Is it Cuervo, named after the guy who sort of started all of this? Is that
I'd say that's
it?
Probably the most widely spread, Cuervo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
Cuervo with tequila? They sell a lot of it, but it's...
What does it taste like? Is it sweet like... I don't know what tequila tastes like.
You would not like tequila.
No. I wouldn't.
You wouldn't like it straight. You'd like it mixed with something. Tequila's rough. It's got a little burn to it. It's,
Why?
I don't think... It's not one thing that I could see you sipping.
Maybe
why
like a frozen
like
strawberry
stuff?
Margarita you would
yeah,
like.
Yeah, but if it's mixed with something, it would be fine.
You'd like the sweetness of it.
Okay, so there are a lot of stats here about how many people in America love margaritas. What do you have at happy hour? I'm not the right one to be talking about this. First of all, because of my own family history, but secondly, I don't get that people want to go to happy hour. Is your job so
who wants to be happy?
Well, it isn't, but does it make you really happy getting slosh?
First of all, happy hour is not always
not
about getting
slosh.
Most of the time, it's about going, getting a cheap drink so you don't have to pay as much for it. And typically, you're hanging out with people at happy hour and eating food. Yeah, it's social. It's not just going to the bar by yourself and drinking a ton.
Right.
I guess it's like a whole world that I don't get.
And happy hour is usually like 4 to 6 or 4 to 7. So it's early on that people do that, and then they go to dinner or go home. You know, you go out with coworkers or whatever. It's not a drink fest.
I'm on my tractor at 4 o'clock. Okay.
Next. National Tequila Day, everybody.
You must be
sorry for the bummer.
TV report now. Buffy the Vampire Slayer is being rebooted, as Chucker likes to say. Who among us likes Buffy the Vampire Slayer? I remember my daughter watching it. She thought that what was the girl's name that played
Sarah
Buffy?
Sarah Michelle Gellar. Yeah.
She thought she was fabulous.
I know. I used to love her too.
You did. Okay, so
she was on my soap opera. Actually, she started on All My Children.
Really? So what happens if this comes back again? What is this?
It's supposed to be a black cast now, I think. They're looking at making it more diverse. And I don't know. Some of these shows, it makes you feel like they're out of ideas when it comes to movies and TV shows because they keep recycling ideas from the past. But definitely, I know when I was in my early 20s and Buffy was on, and I would go to my friend's house and we'd have a Buffy and Dawson's Creek night, and that's what we watched.
Really?
So I'm sure there's an audience for it somewhere.
But not here.
I hope they don't ever try to bring Dawson's back because they just can't redo that.
The cast is what made Dawson.
Yeah.
All right. Anybody see anything good last night on TV that you want to report on?
Yeah, I'll report on Gronk versus Shark because it was awesome. Oh,
really?
My God, Jen, I almost called you to say you've got to turn this on.
You should have because I forgot about it.
He's so entertaining without even trying to be entertaining.
Gronk.
And also Aaron Rodgers was in it and Lindsey Vonn. It was called Monster Tag, and it was really, really cool. But Gronk is just, oh, my God, he's so fun to watch. As soon as he's retired from football, he has to have a career somehow in entertainment.
Good. All right. So I didn't watch any TV last night because I went to see Skyscraper. I'll talk about that later on. It was exactly what you would expect. I don't know why people aren't seeing it because it's exactly what you'd expect to get from The Rock. And I think the woman that plays his wife in this was the same woman that played his wife in San Andreas.
Neve Campbell.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Was she the one that was in...
I didn't know she even worked anymore. She was like a 90s star, and then
she's very cute. I thought she was she's darling in this. But anyway, so let's do some sports things. Ryan Lochte.
Do you want to know what's on TV tonight?
Oh, I do, yes.
Love that.
There's a chorus there. Thank you. Do you want to really know what's on TV? Yes, I do. Okay, go ahead, Jen.
All right, a new show premieres tonight that I'll probably be watching. It's called Ms. and Mrs. Anybody know who the Miz is? No. Cricket.
No.
He's a WWE superstar.
Oh, the wrestler.
Mike,
okay.
Yeah, Miz. Mike the Miz, Mizanin, who got his start on The Real World.
I thought it was a tranny show for a second.
No. He and his wife are expecting their first kid, and so their first episode of their reality show will air on USA at 10 o'clock. That happens right after WWE SmackDown on USA at 8. You can make it a whole night of wrestling. Younger is new tonight on TV Land. I don't know if any of you watch that show. It's kind of cute.
I love that show, but I don't have TV Land on my new system, so I don't know how to find it.
Oh, well, that's
But I love that
sad.
Show. It's a great show.
Yeah, it's a cute show. I think it doesn't get a lot of attention because of where it is, but it's very cute. All right, Shark Week is in full effect, as Victoria mentioned, and tonight Guy Fieri's Feeding Frenzy is new tonight at 8 o'clock on Discovery, followed by Laws of Jaws at 9 and Air Jaws, The Hunted at 10. I know that's what Dougie will be tuned into. On the network tonight, CW has a new episode of The 100, followed by a new episode of The Outpost. Fox is new tonight with their game shows Beach Shazam at 8 o'clock, Love Connection at 9. On NBC, it's a new night of America's Got Talent. That's at 8 o'clock, followed by World of Dance at 10. And ABC, only one new show tonight. A lot of repeats of their sitcoms, but at 10, you'll get a brand new episode of Last Defense.
So this
is it wrong to wish that Guy Fieri gets eaten by a shark?
So
too much hair, gel.
I just want right to go down on this road for a moment. Last night in the previews before I saw Skyscraper, there was a preview of this movie called Meg. And it's about this monstrous shark or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It just destroys, eats. Ah.
It's a real shark. It was a real shark.
Okay, so
it was a prehistoric shark.
It's funny to me that you were going to see Skyscraper and you're disgusted by this movie about a giant shark. They're the same exact thing.
Yeah,
no, they aren't.
Everything
no,
that
no,
The Rock does
no.
is exact. It's Jason Statham. They're the same guy.
Yeah,
right.
It's true.
Yeah, I'm not going to see. Right, that's why I didn't go see that gorilla movie, the white albino gorilla.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So if it's a monster that's eating something, it's not okay. But if it's a giant fire that's burning down a whole building with terrorists and all that jazz,
but they put the fire out at the end.
Yeah, it's totally fine.
Well, I think they're going to kill the shark at the end of this one, too.
Really?
Yeah,
I
imagine.
Think so.
I don't want to watch that stuff. Okay. Anyway, so much for the sports report. 10 before the hour. Yeah.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Now 53 after the hour, we come huffing and puffing back into your life here with technology information. Victoria Keelan studying this, so we've got a couple of different directions in which to go, Victoria, starting with Spotify. What's happening there?
Yeah, Spotify's under fire from women saying that their ex-boyfriends are using the information that Spotify makes public about individuals' listening habits to stalk and intimidate them. And this is a new report that it started out in the chat rooms or the forums of Spotify with women complaining that because Spotify insists that all of that information is public, they've had some issues with stalking, harassment, and intimidation, things like that. Spotify won't let users block another user, which is something that every other social media format allows for. That's part of the problem. So if you are being harassed, there's really not a lot you can do. The default settings on Spotify prioritize sharing information with the world. That's kind of the point. So it helps its network of users easily find new music and things like that. It's all about sharing. Spotify automatically shares all of its users' activity with followers and with the public. So everything you do, what you're listening to, the last song you just heard, all of that is public information. And by default, anyone who has a Spotify account can see everything that you have that's public. music. And so as long as you have a Spotify account and you know the person's username, i.e. if you're trying to stalk your ex-girlfriend, all you need to do is search for their name and you can follow the person and know what they're doing. There are a few steps, though, that you can take to sort of minimize your visibility to the public. The closest feature that Spotify has to blocking a user is called the private session button. It can be found under the social tab in the mobile app or from the drop-down menu if you're using it on the desktop. This mode cuts off your music activity from everyone, including your friends. It's not a perfect solution, however. Private sessions automatically reboots and resets back to the original default setting if you've been offline for 6 hours. So what that means, if you listen to your music in the afternoon, you turn off Spotify, if it's been 6 hours, it will default back to public. So every time you go into Spotify, if you've got somebody who's harassing you, you have to reset back to the private session each time. And that's also a bummer because that means you can't even share with your actual friends. So it's really not a great solution, but I think Spotify is going to have to come up with something, because once women start complaining that they're being harassed over and over and not protected by a service that they're paying for, there's really not a whole lot Spotify can, you know, they don't have a leg to stand on, I think.
All right. So there's some food for thought. Here's some more. Apple has pulled ahead of Spotify in the fight for the biggest music streaming service in the U.S. Let's get story behind the story with that.
The Geek Out.
Streaming music subscriptions is clearly the way the market is accessing their favorite bands, and the battle for supremacy is between Spotify and Apple Music. The newest numbers tell us that in the U.S. alone, Apple has a slim lead in paid subs over Spotify, each with just more than 20 million. Recently, the Wall Street Journal reported Apple's growth was slightly outpacing Spotify, but Spotify also has the lead in other very important areas. Globally, Spotify has 70 million paid subs to Apple's 45 million, and Spotify also offers a free ad-supported version that pushes their totals to the north of 150 million users. These are staggering numbers considering this is a spin-off of the music industry that didn't even exist 5 years ago.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to GEICO.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
All right, big news from Overstock. Interesting announcement here, Victoria.
Yep, online retailer Overstock.com is really big into Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies. They were one of the first websites to actually accept Bitcoin as a payment. They are now relaunching a website called Housery. It's a real estate property management site that they bought in February. This is kind of an interesting move for them. They're getting into the real estate business, and one of the cool things that they're going to do is this new service, Housery, will help people find new homes, new apartments, and then they'll even sell you the furniture to fill that new home. It's kind of a genius idea.
Yeah,
it's a bit of a risk for a company like this, but Overstock says that they're going to continue to ride the Bitcoin wave, and their stock has been up more than 135% over the past year. It's all thanks to cryptocurrency.
Cryptocurrency sounds like something that would come from a planet deep in space. It's how do you pay for things on the planet Krypton with cryptocurrency? How about that?
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join One Way today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.